Welcome to another of Kingsley's videos. You know how when people talk about Wi-Fi or cell phones, they often use the phrase electromagnetic waves. They say cell phones and Wi-Fi communicate through electromagnetic waves. You know, the words electro and magnetic are always right next to each other, closer than Lindsay Lohan and a rehab center. Well, I can't help Lindsay, but I think I've found a way to split electro and magnetic waves. My understanding is that back in 1831, a famous scientist named Michael Faraday did some experiments where he found that voltage and current and magnetism were all intertwined, and that his experiments are held in high regard and were embellished upon by a guy named Clerk Maxwell, who made some famous equations that we now refer to as Maxwell's equations, and you know, electrical engineers and physicists use them. So I think it's interesting that I have winnowed out just a magnetic wave, and I'll show you how I did it. So now I'll show you the materials I used to perform my experiments. I used two sources of electromagnetic waves. The first was an old TV. It has a cathode ray tube in it, and it's 27 inches diagonally across the tube, and it's rated at 113 watts. The second source of electromagnetic waves is a juicer. It's rated at 850 watts, mostly because of a big motor in its base used for grinding up vegetables. They're both powered at 120 volts, 60 hertz alternating current. Now, this is what I think is most interesting. It's possible to buy meters that measure electric waves and magnetic waves independently. These two meters both come from a company called Alpha Lab. This meter is their Tri-Field 100XE. It costs about $140 US, and it measures electric waves in volts per meter. This is Alpha Lab's UHS-2 meter. It measures magnetic fields in milligauss. It costs about $280 US. So between the two of them, it's possible to measure the electric and magnetic fields independently to see if we have one, the other, both, or neither. Now I hear you ask, how, Kingsley, how did you split electromagnetic waves? What super amazing high technology science fiction material did you use? I will now reveal that secret. I used chicken wire, just stupid chicken wire that I bought at a store near where I live. Hey, it works. You know, the holes in it are about 2 or 3 centimeters across. The wire is maybe half a millimeter in diameter. It conducts electricity and is attracted to magnets, as I'll show you. This is an ordinary multimeter used by electricians. It's set to measure resistance, or conductivity if you will, and beep if it finds conductivity. So I will touch its two probes to the chicken wire, and if you hear a beep, it conducts electricity. I'm touching the first probe to the chicken wire. I'm touching the second probe to the chicken wire. It conducts electricity. I also have some magnets. You can see they're magnetic because they jump together. And I will split one off and show you how it's held to the chicken wire. Here it goes, ready? See, so the chicken wire is magnetic too. To totally enclose my meters in chicken wire. I built a wooden frame and surrounded it with chicken wire. I think this is called a Faraday cage. I'll show it to you. Here it is. You know, it's just a wooden box surrounded with chicken wire. For the most part, just one layer of chicken wire. It's not even grounded. So, now let's get started with a real experiment. I'll put the second camera I have pointing at the meter so you can see the readings that I see and check to make sure I'm right. Okay, so I have not turned on the meters yet. I'll now turn them on and we will get a sense of what the background ambient electromagnetic waves are in my house. I'm turning on the Gauss meter and it looks like the background ambient magnetic waves are about 0.4 milligauss, which is low. Now I'll turn on the electric wave meter. And it's saying that the ambient level of electric waves in my house is pretty much zero, which is understandable. Now I'll turn on the TV, watch what happens to the meters. I'm turning on the TV. The Gauss meter jumped up to 5 milligauss. The electric wave meter is still at zero, but as the TV screen becomes bluer, you can see that there's more electric waves coming off of it, which kind of makes sense because those old cathode ray tube TVs have a big ray inside them that's driven by high voltage. So now I'll turn off the TV, turn on the juicer, find out what its electromagnetic waves read as on the 2 meters. I turned off the TV, and now I'll turn on the juicer. You can see the Gauss meter went up to about 15 milligauss, and we're getting a respectable reading on the electric wave meter as well, both from the juicer. Now I'll turn the juicer off, and we should have readings that go back down to the ambient background level. Okay, the meters return to normal. Now I'll put them in the Faraday cage and try turning on the appliances again. Okay, meters are still in the second camera's field of view. Oh, there is some wire. There we go. Okay. Now the meters should be shielded by the Faraday cage, but we'll see whether the electric field is shielded, the magnetic field, both, or neither. I'll now turn on the TV. And check it out. Now we're only getting a reading on the magnetic wave meter. It reads around 5 milligauss, but the electric wave meter says 0. So the Faraday cage stripped the electric waves away from the magnetic waves, and unless I'm mistaken, only magnetic waves are left in this Faraday cage. Let's see if we can duplicate this result with the second source of electrical magnetic waves, the juicer. Now I'm turning off the TV and check the meter's return to the ambient background levels. They have about 0.3 milligauss and 0 volts per meter. Now I'm turning on the juicer. So as you can see, the Gauss meter went up to about 15 milligauss, but the electric wave meter has remained at 0. So the chicken wire is stripping the electric waves away from the magnetic waves from the juicer too. So I just turned off the juicer, so it should be easier for you to hear what I'm saying. And as interesting as this experiment is, I would like to see 2 more experiments done. One, I would like to see somebody try to duplicate my results in the so-called far field. And electrical engineers and physicists tend to treat waves that are within one wavelength of the source differently. They think they have special behavior. It's not really clear to me what it is from the readings I've done, but in any event, the meters I'm using are well within one wavelength of the electromagnetic waves source. So I would like to see somebody try to check if a magnetic wave still gets through chicken wire or Faraday cage, whatever, when the meters and Faraday cage are further than one wavelength away from the source. The second experiment that I would like to see done is to ensure that the electromagnetic waves coming from the source are at one and only one frequency. These meters that I'm using have a bandwidth of 13 hertz to 75,000 hertz for magnetic waves, and 40 hertz to 100,000 hertz for electric waves. So there could be different frequencies coming through, and I'm just wondering if it was just one frequency for both the magnetic and electric waves, if they'd be more tightly bound, and they'd both be stopped by a chicken wire or Faraday cage. So feel free to nominate Kingsley for next year's Nobel Prize. Hey, wait a minute. Those jokers gave the Nobel Prize to Henry Kissinger and Barack Obama. I've got a reputation to protect. Forget that. This global transmission from my secret undisclosed location will terminate in 5 seconds.